This is the Microsoft Cloud Show, episode 330. Today, Andrew sits down with Microsoft's Mikkel Svensson to talk about what's new in Microsoft Search. Recorded live November the 5th, 2019 from Microsoft Ignite.
If you could score an extra hour or two back in your day, would you take it? Because our friends over at Nintex want to give you a gift. The gift of time. Seriously. If you haven't checked out what Nintex has to offer lately, you should. The platform built on Azure has evolved a lot. In just the past few months, the Nintex team has added new process mapping capabilities, and most recently, a new e-sign capability called Nintex Sign, powered by Adobe Sign. Nintex also continues to revolutionize products you know and trust, including Nintex Workflow and Forms. With the power of Nintex, it is faster and easier for you to configure, not code, giving you valuable time back every day to spend it however you want. Test drive the Nintex Process Cloud at Nintex.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Andrew again, reporting straight from the Microsoft 2019 conference in Orlando, Florida. I wanted to give you another one of our Ignite short episodes here. And what we're doing here is we are sitting down with a couple different people, both from inside Microsoft and outside Microsoft, to get their thoughts on some of the big announcements that have happened, as well as some updates from what they think about what's been going on with the Microsoft conference, the Microsoft Ignite conference, over the couple days that have passed so far. Today, what I did is I wanted to sit down with Mikkel Svensson. He's a former MVP around the SharePoint space who's recently joined Microsoft. And I wanted to talk to Mikkel about what's big and new in Microsoft Search and what they're doing both inside of SharePoint and Microsoft 365. And we touched on a little bit of also what's going on with Bing. Mikkel's got a long history in working with Search and the FAST team at Microsoft, both primarily before he was with Microsoft. And he joined the team to do a lot of work around the search space. So he's got a really good insight into what's going on and kind of good guidance there. So I grabbed him for a few minutes this morning on the show floor just to get his thoughts. And so I'm going to go ahead and roll that interview now and sit back and enjoy and find out what's great about Microsoft Search.
For those of us familiar with ShareGate, we know that they've always been about SharePoint and Office 365 migration. But now that we've all moved to the cloud, like me, you're probably thinking, how about how to scale your Office 365 to a full self-serve environment without worrying about thousands of groups and teams popping up out of nowhere, aka sprawl. That's why the folks at ShareGate developed ShareGate Apricot. It's a solution that helps us automate our Office 365 groups governance by allowing us to collaborate with users to keep everyone accountable for the things they create. Their super simple to use in-app experience lets us lighten our load by delegating group management responsibilities to users we trust, aka no more sprawl. Want to get your hands on ShareGate Apricot? Try it for free for 30 days at ShareGate.com/collegeshow. Struggling to reproduce problems in your code base? Successful software starts with Raygun. Raygun provides application performance monitoring unlike anything that you've experienced before, offering greater clarity around how your software is performing for your customers than any other APM provider. Easily detect and diagnose issues impacting end users and monitor every part of your stack in one place. It's time to get back to building great software instead of fighting it. Start your journey to better software quality and try Raygun for free at Raygun.com today.
Mikkel, how you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah. So before we get started, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners so they know who you are, where they can find you, stuff like that.
Yeah, so my name is Mikkel Svensson, or Mikkel Svensson, but as you like to say. So I'm a principal program manager working for Microsoft in the FAST organization on search experiences. And I'm sort of focused on the extensibility story in the new modern search. Previously been an MVP for 8 years. I got a blog, techmikkel.com. Or just search for my name in search and SharePoint, you will probably find my name.
So if I search for you on Google, am I going to find you?
Sure, yeah.
On Bing? Where do you come up higher in the ranking?
I'm always logged in on Google myself since I use Gmail for my private account. Yeah. And then I get my own blog post pretty high up, but that's not a good measure, right?
You're searching for yourself. It's like it's your own search kind of thing.
Well, that's why I blog, because it's a reminder of whatever I need to know.
That's it. I use the same thing. It's mostly I use my blog as like my personal, like my tech journal or something. And I go, I'm probably the one that searches the most stuff on my blog to find out what did I say? Where's that code? Because let somebody else go through and index. It always finds it better.
Yeah. Or if I get a question related to search, I sort of remember some key points or the header of the blog post. I'll search like site and then take mikkel.com and then whatever keyword and I'll find my post. And then
as a selfish, or I guess kind of a pat on your back kind of thing, you've got some posts on your site that have been, they're almost bookmarked, but at least I know what to search for every time. Like the SharePoint framework one about using Webpack the right way to make sure that you create different chunks and stuff to pull out. That was That was awesome. A great post. I'm sure that's one of your highest traffic posts. I would maybe, maybe not.
I'm not sure. I think actually one of my most read posts is an old one where I compare how to do IPC memory traffic or sending data between processes on the same computer and then benchmarking using WCF or and IPC. There's different formats. That's actually, it's like from 2009 or something.
Very colder. Isn't that funny? Because like one of the most popular ones that I have too is from had a great custom timer jobs. It's like from way back in 2007.
I have another one as well. So I think so. My post on how to hide the left nav in Shepard 2010.
That's awesome. Okay, so I wanted to catch you here because I know, you know you've been as an MVP. You also did a lot of community work around search extensibility with SharePoint. You had a whole project that you were spinning up all through PNP. And then now I know you're now working for Microsoft and you're heavily involved in the search stuff and search extensibility. So I wanted to catch you this week. I wanted to ask you a little bit about what's new with search. What can you share with our listeners? And then kind of, you know, we'll go into like, you know, what are you most excited about? Where do you see things going with this? What should people be looking for? What kinds of things can they do? I saw a session yesterday where search extensibility was discussed. I didn't get to see the session yet. I was in conflict, but I saw other people talking about it on Twitter and how excited everybody was coming out of it. So I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So I'm just curious to get your thoughts on all that.
I think I'll try to frame it. So, I mean, search has typically been a SharePoint thing, right? That's where it started and fast coming into SharePoint. But now search is sort of moving out of SharePoint. And that's, I guess, what the good things are and sort of the pain people are feeling as well. Because they're used to all this customization where like full freedom of CSS, JavaScript, they could do whatever they want. But now we're sort of locking things down in modern a little bit because we need to control it. And it's not only surfaced on SharePoint, it's on Office.com and then also on Bing, right? So yeah, Microsoft Search and Bing. So we need the experience to look and feel the same across all the different experiences.
So, in a lot of the stuff you're doing too, on the search extensibility piece that people are doing, what kinds of things are being enabled that they could not do before? Like, what is such the big thing that everybody's so excited about the extensibility piece?
So, I guess one of the new things coming out is the ability to create your own verticals. So, which is something you had in classic SharePoint before. So, it's been a big ask. People, I think it's the same story as with SharePoint Modern. Like, they came with a new framework, takes a while to get to feature parity, and that we're sort of building up on the feature parity. So using a new connector framework, so that means if you have external data, for example, ServiceNow or MediaWiki, you can index those results and get them into the cloud index, and then set up a vertical to surface that in the out-of-the-box search page. And going forward, you will be able to, in the SharePoint site context, set up your own verticals just on the site context. That means if you have a HR website, for example, you could have verticals related just to HR content and not have a global. And then going even further, then you'll be able to have not only the new connector content in the verticals, but of course also SharePoint content. Because typical thing you would do in SharePoint would be set up a vertical and bring in, for example, PDFs from site A, B, and C as a filter. So it's all on the roadmap, internal roadmap. So we're building all these things. But so this is like the first stuff coming. And of course you have the answers and the bookmarks, sort of promoted results. And also mining of acronyms, which just launched. Floor plans is coming. That means if you have a CAD file where people sit in the office, you could link that to the office location of the people profile. So you'll actually get the map where they're sitting. So it's all this new stuff coming in there, what we call the answer framework. So quick answers where you type something and then you'll get the direct answer.
So this is, I did a little bit with search a long time ago. I haven't done a bunch of it with it lately. And when you're saying verticals, is that kind of like the best bets? Is that kind of what you're saying? Like it's a best bet, but more than just a single kind of hit that's coming back, but it's like you have it almost like a whole page is just dedicated just to that one topic.
Yeah, so verticals is a navigational tab. I mean, you have all files, sites, people, just navigational tabs.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. Same as you have on web where you have like all results or video, images, or news.
Okay.
So that's a vertical. So it's a content vertical.
Okay, yeah. So that's what we used to have with the search web part. We have the tabs that were set up, and those would take us to separate pages.
Yeah.
And those pages, we could do the customization stuff too as well.
Yes, that's correct. And then, so we're using Adaptive Cards version 2 for those interested in the details to do the presentation of the custom data entities. That means if you index up a database in a database row, we use Adaptive Cards to make sure make it look like the way you want.
To show the resume, whereas before, like a long time ago, we used to have like, what was it, the detail web part for like the BDC web part. kind of thing for like the
or you would use display or the display templates in Classic,
right,
which is like arbitrary or HTML and JavaScript. You could do anything. So, so this is a little bit more locked down. Mm-hmm. But then coming back, that's because well, we need to surface this on other surfaces. You can't have custom JavaScript running on Bing, for example. That just doesn't work.
Yeah, so it's more of a templated kind of experience too. So you have. You know how it's going to render not just in the search results inside the browser or inside of SharePoint, but also inside of Teams or inside of a mobile client or something like that. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So and you were also really involved too in a lot of the search web parts that you were doing with PMP. Now, how are those kind of, how does that kind of play into what's going on with search now? Or is that still something separate? Or I know a little bit of this, but I'm trying to get our listeners going.
Yeah, sure. So I mean, if you look at the out of the box, which is more on the configuration story, but there are scenarios where that just doesn't work. I mean, people have done full customization and they want the full flexibility of the old Classic SharePoint. So that's why there's a community project, the Modern Search Web Parts, which has now moved to a new GitHub organization called under Microsoft Search. So that means the next release will come from there. And I'm managing those as well. So I'm sort of sitting at both ends, controlling the customization a little bit from the Microsoft side and also from the community side, which is a great thing. And I'm actually allowed to spend time as part of my job to do the PMP part because we do see that as part of the story, because there's no way the out-of-the-box can work for everyone. So we want to have a complete story, and then, well, okay, then you can use third-party web parts, which is a challenge for some people using open source.
Sure.
So maybe getting it into our own, like the Microsoft Search, GitHub org, at least it's semi-supported. I mean, there's no SLA. But so my personal goal is to try to, whatever we do out of the box in configuration parts, we should be able to reuse in the PMP web parts, and maybe vice versa. So we'll do adaptive card support in the PMP. So if the features are not there out of the box and you go fully custom, for example, using PMP, you should be able to move over to the default or out-of-the-box search when you think the feature parity is good enough for you.
Okay.
So that's sort of, it's an ongoing journey.
So that was my next question. Then you kind of started to touch on that. Is like, you know, what is the guidance then for somebody who's trying to build like a custom search experience there? Should they start trying to do everything? Are you saying that, you know, I want to use the out of the box stuff that you guys are doing for Microsoft first and then go to PMP when I can't achieve what I'm trying to achieve? Or is it a really different kind of scenario you're looking for each one of them?
I would try to use the out of the box as much as I could before I start, because it's a matter of investment. I mean, how much time and effort do you want to invest into something custom? Mm-hmm. And how long will it live?
Okay.
Because in terms of features and data sources, the out of the box will always be a step ahead. So we're onboarding video and our videos from Stream will come in there. So if you search in Bing, you already have conversations from Teams and Yammer. That will also get into the other search experience. So we're onboarding more and more first-party search results. And then you could possibly get those through the new Graph Search API, but that takes time for all the sources to be available for public as well. I mean, we have them internally, but they will be exposed in whatever timeline publicly and having more and more features there as well. So you'll always be a little a step behind, and then on the relevancy and ranking part, that's all us internally. Yeah. I mean, we have all the signals. We know the documents you read, who authors and whatever, and so we could use those in our ranking model, which is hard for someone else to do themselves.
All that stuff's accessible to the graph, but I mean, you guys also have all the AI models and stuff that you're good to be able to pre-cache all that inside of search results and index and stuff that we can't get to. So what would you say like today, like what is probably your biggest the thing that you're most excited about what's going on in the search space today? And especially from Microsoft. I know you guys have had a bunch of announcements this week around search. What's the stuff that really is getting you jazzed? Like going, this is a game changer. This is something I've wanted for a long time that we're starting to see people be able to take advantage of.
I would go back to the configuration part of the verticals and when we complete that full story, sort of getting feature parity, because when you have feature parity, then you can start innovate even more on that part. And we've already done some innovation on the bookmarks and Q&A part, which comes from the Bing team actually, where they have audience support. Well, but maybe we could get audience support on the verticals. We could bring some of the same trigger mechanisms back. So it's a lot of cross-team collaboration going on internally with the Bing team and the FAST team. And then there's teams in both in Redmond and in Germany, like all over the place in India. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of innovation going on. And then I think the Project Cortex is very interesting with getting automatic tagging and getting more metadata on the result. Because when you have more metadata, you can create better search experiences as well.
That's going to be really interesting. I'm sitting down, I shouldn't say I'm doing it yet because all these schedules keep getting canceled and like rescheduled and stuff like that. But right now it's on the plans to sit down with somebody from Microsoft to talk about Project Cortex. But it's was involved in the ECM stuff for quite a while and with the WCM stuff as well. But it always seemed that it was the hardest. You always had this demoed great, that if you classified content the right way, everything was great and you'd get better results. But how it was always like pulling teeth to try and get people to do that, to use the right content types, to classify things correctly. And now being able to do a lot of that stuff automatically using some of the machine learning, some of the AI models that Microsoft is developing here, you're being able to enrich that metadata, but doing it automatically is really going to help empower a lot of these other scenarios, like Project Cortex, helping with search, which I'm sure you guys, searches are heavily involved in Project Cortex as well.
So I think that's interesting. I mean, if you look at the floor here with all the booths, right? I mean, Azure has a big, big chunk of the space. And I think Azure is a key point there, because Azure has all the machine learning, they're doing language understanding, which is now being used by more and more projects. So that's why, I mean, we use Azure internally as well. And I guess Project Cortex, when they mine the content, do language understanding and extract concepts, that's all coming out of Azure. So we're sort of buying or purchasing our own services internally to mine data and then create better search experiences for the end user. Yeah.
Very cool. I got two more questions for you. So one, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot with this one. So if you don't know off the top of your head, that's fine. But if somebody wanted to go back, they missed like a lot of the big announcements and they're looking for like, where's the one search session that I should go to, or that's like the gateway for everything else. I believe one happened yesterday. I don't know if that was the one. Is there a session that you could point them to? If you have the session code off the top of your head, that'd be awesome. But if not, that's all good and go find it. But is there a session or the speaker that you can point to say, hey, go listen to this?
Well, I mean, I'm a developer at heart, and I have a session on Thursday, right, which is modern or Microsoft Search customization and extensibility and the roadmap on that. So I think that'd be useful for all the people who want to do configuration and customization.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, that's good. I will find the session code for that, and I'll put that. You don't know that one off the top of your head, do you?
Yeah, it's SRCH 50.
SRCH 50.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll double check and make sure that's in the show notes the right way.
Yeah. 40 or 50, but yeah.
What time is it on Thursday? How's that? Never mind. Is it in the morning or the afternoon?
It's in the...
Never mind. I will put it all in the show notes. That's okay. I have a session on Thursday.
I have it on my schedule, right?
I have a session on Thursday.
Yeah.
Myself, I know it's in the afternoon, but I know that I'm not staying out late on Wednesday night because I have a session tomorrow on the next day.
I think it's around noon or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you can't stay out too late.
No.
All right. One last question then. What are you most excited about, like going forward on search? Like, but that where you guys are going with this, you really think that this is going to be a game changer for us?
I mean, we have a lot of thoughts and investments on the relevance models. Right. That means I'm trying to capture the context. We're doing some work right now, but like, what's important to you? What's important to maybe the people you work with? And the tendency, I mean, if you work for a company with 100,000 users, you can't just say, well, this is important for everyone, because you have to start doing buckets.
Right.
And then doing more, trying to do the buckets from you and then moving up to bigger buckets to figure out the right personalization model on contextual ranking. That's, I think, most important.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Because it's all about getting the right results on the first 10 hits, and it's hard. Yeah. And the more employees, the more data, right? How do you do that without curating bookmarks and... Yeah. Promoter results.
Good answer. All right, bonus question. Excluding search, what's been the thing that's like kind of opened your eyes the most so far at Ignite? Like announcements or like going, that's cool. That's something I would like to, if I have more time, that's what I would like to go check out.
I want to dive more into all the stuff the Azure people are doing, machine learning, big data, the models. I looked at the keynotes, how fast they could do or mine a lot of data. That's very interesting stuff.
That is something, it's an area like machine learning, the cognitive services, the AI stuff. I agree with you. That's something I would like to be able to carve out like a couple of weeks and just say, I want to exclude everything else I'm working on and just want to learn more about that and what I can do with that. Because it just feels like that's a skill set that if you had in the back of your mind that you could leverage in so many different ways of what's possible. I generally know what's possible, but I don't know where to start.
Yeah, and I say, we have some data scientists as well internally in the Fast Org, and they're like super cool people. I mean, I enjoy talking to them because they know their statistics and the models, and they know like how to work with a lot of data. I think it's fascinating. I didn't do very good in statistics at the university, but I sort of understand the concepts. Yeah. And it's fun just having understanding the data and knowing how to query for the data.
Yeah. It's something that I was the same way. And with a lot of other stuff in college, it didn't really grok to me. I didn't really grok it that well. I didn't really capture it. But it wasn't until I had some context around, I could use something that I work on or that I'm interested in, that I could that I could put a scenario around it. And like, okay, now I get this stuff. Now I can actually understand, you know, how the data works. I know what to expect. And now these numbers actually mean something to me. So that term now means something to me. I like that a heck of a lot more too. Yeah, so cool. Very cool.
And I mean, all the features, when we do like small tweaks on the relevance model, we do A-B testing on everything. Right. So I mean, if the numbers don't move the right way, well, then I have to try something else.
Doesn't work.
No, yeah. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, how can people find you other than Googling you or Binging you, I guess? How can people find you to learn more, follow what you're doing and everything?
Well, my blog, as I said, techmikael.com, Mikael Svensson at Twitter. That's my main places, I guess. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks a lot for the time today. I really appreciate it. And have a great rest of the Ignite.
A 99.9% SLA means you're protected from power outages, bad patches, natural disasters, maybe even a dinosaur attack. Does it protect you from yourself though? AvePoint Backup for SharePoint Online provides full fidelity backup and recovery from individual items to entire team sites. AvePoint can run backups up to 4 times a day to ensure your data is secure. Recover anytime you want without having to pick up the phone and schedule restore windows. Learn why AvePoint is the Microsoft Cloud expert at www.avpoint.com. Did you like this episode? Please tweet about it and drop a 5-star review in iTunes. Word of mouth recommendations are the most effective ways for us to grow the show, and we'd really appreciate it. If you have a question for us, go to microsoftcloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text or record it as a WAV or an MP3 and provide a link so that we can play your question on the show. You can subscribe to us in iTunes and the Google Play Store by searching for the Microsoft Cloud Show or via RSS at microsoftcloudshow.com, where you'll also find notes of each episode. You can also find us on Facebook searching for Microsoft Cloud Show or on Twitter at MS Cloud Show. And finally, sign up to our mailing list by heading over to our website and entering your email to interact with us, participate in upcoming interviews, and other cool stuff. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.